With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Some good news for those senior citizens who get that monthly check. Social Security Administration partially backtracking on its plan to require in-person identity checks.
The SSA recently announced it would require all new and existing beneficiaries to travel to a Social Security field office to verify their identity. After a public outcry, the agency made some changes to that plan. It now says people applying for Social Security disability insurance, Medicare, or supplemental security income who are not able to use the agency's website can complete their claim over the phone. But other SSA applicants will still be required to verify their identities at a field office starting next month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, many people want to know, now that Congress has passed a continuing resolution keeping the government running, what do they do with savings created by cuts made by DOGE? Brandon Arnold is Executive Vice President of the National Taxpayers Union. He says Congress has a number of options.
Yes, they could play with these numbers a little bit, and they could build in some of the savings that are going to accrue from the DOGE cuts, some revenue gains that could occur because of tariff increases. All of these things could be built into the baseline if they choose to do so.
Arnold was appearing on the Salem News Channel. Tedious, very dangerous work continuing in Myanmar as search and rescue teams dig through the rubble looking for victims of Friday's 7.7 earthquake and today's 5.1 aftershock. Some 1,700 people are dead. Norfolk Southern wants two other companies to help pay the $600 million class action settlement it agreed to over that 2023 train derailment near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border. This is SRN News. Well, faith-based food pantries are feeling the pinch of certain funding cuts and freezes.
Two Agriculture Department programs that assist schools and food banks are being reduced by at least $1 billion. As a result, food banks across the country, already strained by rising demand, say they will have less food to distribute. The church-based Trinity's Table in Charleston, West Virginia, told Reuters that their deliveries used to fill an 18-wheeler truck, but now they're receiving just a few boxes from the USDA. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Relief groups continue providing assistance to residents recovering from deadly weather that recently hit several states. Samaritan's Purse working very closely with local churches and officials to coordinate those efforts. The Christian Humanitarian Agency also responding to needs in Oklahoma, where fires have destroyed more than 100 homes. This is SRN News. The presidential portrait story just keeps going on.
Filling the empty space on the wall of presidential portraits in the Colorado Capitol with a new painting of Donald Trump could take time after the one he disliked was taken down. Legislative leaders will meet at some point to decide how to replace the painting that was removed. It's not clear when the lawmakers will have a chance to make decisions on the new painting. The legislature is focused now on the state budget. John Scott reporting.
It has been a very wet and dreary few days along the Texas-Mexico border. Very heavy rain has now let up, but rescue is still going on after severe storms trapped residents in their homes, forcing drivers to abandon their vehicles on flooded roads and shut down an airport, as a matter of fact. Authorities do say four deaths have been reported in the region, scores of homes damaged. More details at SRNnews.com.